Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Folge 65 im Cloud Computing Report Podcast. Mein heutiger Intro-Gast ist Rob Hai, CTO für Edge Computing bei der Firma IBM. Mr. Hai war eigentlich unterwegs zum Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, strandete dann aber durch die Coronavirus-bedingte Absage des MWC in London, von wo aus er mir für ein Interview zur Verfügung stand. Zu Beginn des Gesprächs bat ich Rob Hai, sich kurz vorzustellen und seine Rolle als CTO für Edge Computing bei IBM kurz zu beschreiben.
I'm Rob Hai. I'm the Chief Technology Officer for IBM Edge Computing. I just finished an assignment over the last 6 years as the CTO for IBM Watson. And in that capacity, I was responsible for setting the technical strategy for IBM's AI investments. Now with my focus on edge computing, it's largely driven by the idea first of how we bring AI to edge computing environments and how we exploit edge computing to advance the utility that computing has for our society, for businesses and for user experiences.
Die IT-Branche ist bekannt dafür, sehr kreativ zu sein, wenn es um das Einführen neuer Buzzwords geht. Eines der aktuellen Beispiele ist Edge Computing. Ich frage Rob Hai, wie er den Begriff und das zugrunde liegende Konzept jemandem erklärt, der davon zum ersten Mal hört.
So edge computing really is defined basically as any computer that's occurring outside of traditional IT data centers or cloud computing environments. More notably, it's really harnessing the emergence of compute power that now exists within the devices and equipment that we use in our everyday life, whether that's at home and the appliances that we use there, or at work in the devices that surround us in the office, or even more so, you know, on the factory floor, in the hotel, in the retail stores, in the distribution centers, et cetera, where enterprises conduct their day-to-day operations. All of that equipment now is more often being created with embedded computing that unlocks the features and functions of that equipment and brings more utility of that equipment to how we conduct that work. Other tiers of edge computing include now also, you know, IT equipment, you know, half racks or industrial PCs that you might find on the factory floor. And then with the transformation that's occurring in the telco industry with 5G, even the network operators are now introducing compute capacity in their network that we also consider to be part of the spectrum of edge computing.
Ein weiteres Thema, das es in die Nachrichten geschafft hat, ist 5G. Die GSM Association geht davon aus, dass 5G-Technologien in den nächsten 15 Jahren 2,2 Billionen US-Dollar zur globalen Wirtschaft beisteuern werden. IDC prognostiziert, dass es im Jahr 2025 150 Milliarden intelligente Endgeräte geben wird. Da stellt sich natürlich die Frage, welchen Beitrag IBM zu diesem Thema beisteuern möchte und natürlich, wie es von diesem riesigen Marktpotenzial profitieren möchte.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about 5G is that, first of all, it opens the conversation about edge computing because, you know, the network, the characteristics of 5G and lowering latency and increasing bandwidth and network slicing really accommodate the idea that we're moving more and more data back and forth between the edge and classic IT data centers and cloud computing environments. That opens up an enormous number of innovation opportunities. But the flip side of that is that the promises of lower latency and higher bandwidth can only physically be accomplished by edge computing, by bringing workloads closer to where the data is being created and where work actions are being taken. And the reason for that, of course, is because we are still subject to the laws of physics in this. The amount of time that it takes to move electrons from our device all the way up to the cloud is still constrained by the distances between our device and the cloud. And to really substantially lower latency, you must reduce that distance. You must reduce the distance between, you know, the work that you're trying to perform and where that work is being executed. So there's a very symbiotic relationship between 5G and edge computing, which from an IBM standpoint is facilitated, first of all, by enabling edge computing, by enabling us to harness the power of computing that occurs outside of the data center. And then more specifically, in the context of networks, being able to help network operators create the infrastructure that they need to be able to bring edge computing and more so 5G to the table. So it's a very, you know, vibrant and, of course, dynamic world that we live in right now. And there's a lot of need out there, not only for the benefits that edge computing can bring to the table, but more specifically, the infrastructure that's needed to manage deploying workloads into the kinds of scale that you talked about. If you've got 150 billion potential edge devices in the marketplace in the next few years, getting the right software to the right place at the right time is a critical management requirement. It requires that we be able to do that without necessarily adding more administrators to do that with. And that's where I think where IBM has a benefit that we can bring to the table, because we provide that kind of software for managing deployment of infrastructure and software to the edge.
Und noch ein Technologietrend, über den wir im Interview sprachen, Hybrid Multiclouds. Ich bitte Rob Hai, kurz zu erläutern, wie dieser Trend in das Gesamtbild von 5G und Edge Computing passt und weshalb hybride Multiclouds so wichtig werden.
Yeah, hybrid multiclouds really is the idea that for any given institution that's trying to harness information technology to deliver business value, today they're already faced with the dilemma that some of their work is being done in, you know, perhaps one hyperscale cloud provider, other work is being done in a different hyperscale cloud provider. Of course, they still have their traditional IT data centers. And we've got these multiple locations where work can be done across the different cloud infrastructures. The problem you have to face is, well, how do you manage that? How do you get the software components in each of the different cloud environments and couple that to work that you've traditionally done in your own IT data center? Well, that's the same problem, or at least it's a microcosm of the same problem we now face as we move workloads out to the edge. If we need to get a software component running on, let's say, an autonomous ship, the task of getting that work there set up and running so that then that autonomous ship can continue to do what it needs to do and operate independently is a management problem. It is a form of this same multi-cloud, hybrid cloud management problem now brought to the edge. And so, you know, everything that we've learned about how to manage in a multi-cloud, hybrid cloud environment is a great foundation for how we manage at the edge environment as well.
Trotz aller Buzzwords, Hypes und Zukunftstrends ist es am Ende aber immer der Endanwender, der entscheidet, ob daraus auch Realität wird. Ich frage Rob Hai nach den aus seiner Sicht größten Treibern aus Endanwendersicht für die Adoption der drei vorher besprochenen Technologien.
Well, first of all, is the issue of latency. There are a lot of a lot of processes that, you know, can be made better if the decisions that need to be made based on the data that's being generated can be done with, you know, sub-second latencies. Let's take, for example, an autonomous vehicle or ship trying to recognize, you know, visually recognize a condition that it needs to respond to. If the amount of time that it takes to capture that image and send it up to the cloud, this, you know, look at that and make a decision about it and send back down is very long, then you run into a situation where you may not have made that decision fast enough to avoid an obstacle, avoid hitting the child running out in front of the car, or avoid hitting a rock if you're sailing. And so latency matters in many of these situations. Reducing that latency is not only nice to have, but critical to decision-making processes. And that's part of what edge computing is enabling, is for us to, by moving the workloads closer to the data, make those decisions that much faster. But also bandwidth matters. You know, the growth of data that we're seeing occur in the world today is hyper-exponential. It's enormous. I mean, literally, you probably have heard other people quote this, but literally 90% of the data that we now have available to us today has been created in the last 2 years, and that trend has been going on for several years now. So if you think about it, the growth of the data is far outstripping the capacity of our networks to transmit that data to cloud locations or IT data centers. And so to be able to harness that data and make better use of it, we really need to move those workloads closer to where the data is being generated or where the actions are being taken. And then finally, you know, there's pervasive concerns about data privacy and how we protect information that is necessary to customize and personalize how computers and AIs and machine learning is going to operate and perform for us. So you know, if we can protect that data by not moving it, or protect that data by anonymizing it or de-identifying it or encrypting it at its source and avoid having to move that around, then we actually increase the protection of that personal and private information, while at the same time improve, you know, the personalization of how the system can respond to our needs. So, you know, these are very real business and, you know, financial drivers that I think are going to get benefit from the advances that are occurring around edge computing, 5G computing, around hybrid and multi-cloud management.
Ein wichtiger Faktor für die Adoption neuer Technologien durch den Endanwender ist immer auch das Timing. Hybride Multiclouds sind eine Herausforderung, denen sich Unternehmen bereits jetzt stellen müssen. 5G steht vor der Einführung, Edge Computing ist dagegen etwas, das noch vor uns liegt. Ich fragte Rob High, ob er dieser Einschätzung zustimmt.
Well, in some sense we could say that edge computing has been with us for quite some time. If you think about, you know, even our ATMs as an example, you know, ATMs are largely driven off of software applications that reside within the ATM that performs the functions of, you know, taking in our credit card or delivering cash. In the past, you know, we've managed that software in a very, you know, sort of physical and manual way. And while that has been sufficient in the past, it's no longer scalable, and especially as we increase the number of devices that we're exposed to with compute capacity on it. So, you know, edge computing actually has been around and it's already present. And, you know, the thing that's lagging has been our ability to manage the edge computing environment. And that will, of course, come. But these, you know, these trends tend to converge on each other. And much of the utility that I think enterprises are looking for out of their compute capacity can only be unlocked with us harnessing these three elements together. And I think all that's going to drive us in the industry, but also more so in our businesses to harness that capability sooner.
Zum Abschluss sprachen wir dann noch über das IBM-Portfolio für die drei andiskutierten Technologietrends.
We already have an offering that we call Cloud Pak for Multi-Cloud Management, which is a software product that we offer to our clients to manage their hybrid multi-cloud problem space. We've added to that a new offering that we call IBM Edge Application Manager, who has the purpose of helping manage the deployment of workloads to the edge, and it's a strong complement to Cloud Pak for MCM. On top of that, we also have a number of platform services, Cloud Paks for applications, integration, process automation, that are ideal and well-suited to enable application developers to create the kinds of solutions that are demanded. And then finally, of course, you know, we've got a great deal of experience already in industries such as, you know, manufacturing and energy and utilities and chemical and petroleum production, not to mention retail and hospitality, that we can bring to bear to help our customers get to value faster, both through consulting as well as application development practices. So IBM has a lot to offer for all these emerging trends that are now occurring in our industry.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Indeed, thank you very much.
An dieser Stelle herzlichen Dank für Ihre Aufmerksamkeit. Weitere Informationen zum Interview finden Sie im Cloud Computing Report in der Rubrik Podcast. Wenn Sie regelmäßig über aktuelle News und Hintergrundinformationen rund um das Thema Cloud Computing informiert werden möchten, abonnieren Sie am besten unseren Newsletter. So viel für heute. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihr Werner Grohmann.